This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
This video has gone viral this week of a woman. This is grim. But she wheeled a dead body into a bank in a wheelchair and tried to get him to sign off on a loan in her name. Now, I saw this video when it was breaking news before they even blurred out his face.
I'm watching it right now.
Can you see the face or is it blurred out?
I can see the face.
Okay. Yeah. And he looks like a flimsy fish. He's so pale. Apparently, he died hours before this. So she needed some money, apparently, brings him into a bank. And get this, only for $2,500, $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
You're risking it all, sis. Like, she's going to jail
for $2,500.
For $2,500.
She forgot the sunglasses too. Like,
yeah, like if you're gonna weaken a Bernie's, it do it right.
Yeah, she needed to strap the head so that it wasn't like as flimsy as it was.
But also heard like trying to put the pen in his hand to sign it. Imagine working in this bank and witnessing this. Imagine being the people in the waiting room waiting for their turn to get a loan because there's a whole seating area behind them and all these people are just clueless. Like, they got their headphones in.
They're like, oh, this guy's going to take forever.
Yeah. Yeah, he's dropping the pen. Yeah, that's because he's not alive anymore. This is the darkest thing I've seen in quite some time.
Yeah, it's like Weekend at Bernie's if it wasn't a comedy.
No, it...
You know
exactly.
What I mean?
And like for $2,500, if I was the person working and I saw the amount that the lengths this woman is going to.
I don't know. Like, it depends on the currency in other countries, though. $2,500 in Brazil could probably go a really long way.
Okay.
I'm not saying that it's a reasonable thing to do for any amount of money.
Oh, my gosh. No.
But like, if you got to pay the bills. And, like, this guy, I don't know. I'm not trying to defend the actions, obviously. It's really messed up.
The effort of, like, moving a body around, too. What was that documentary that I watched recently? It was, like, about this woman who started this spiritual cult. And they kept feeding her, what's that silver called? What's that thing that...
Hey, work it out.
They were feeding her this essential oil.
Okay.
Because she was getting really sick. And then she ended up passing. And her skin was literally silver, like blue, because she took so much of this essential oil. And then they just kept bringing her body everywhere as if she was going to wake up. It's so, it's so dark.
I mean, it is. Yeah. What else do you do with bodies after they pass, though?
Colloidal silver. Thank you, Cody.
You bury them or you burn them. Like, it's not like the other options are unreal.
But like,
I wouldn't mind going for a rip.
But isn't it true that you would want to be Weekend at Bernie?
Yeah. Would you take me out?
No, because when somebody passes, the weight... I think they're heavier, aren't they?
Yeah,
dead weight is a
dead weight,
term for a reason. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, it would be a lot of work. Am I not worth it? You wouldn't take me to the bar
Where
for one final
go?
Pint? I just told you. Wheel me up to the bar for an Oilers game.
It's not happening.
Please?
So where are you finding this original video without the blurred out face?
Twitter. Twitter's
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, Twitter doesn't care.
Mayhem.
Elon Musk is like, go for it. Post whatever you want.
And I'm looking at all the comments underneath, and almost, I'd say 50% of them are references to Joe Biden.
Oh,
they're like,
no.
That's pretty much what they're doing with Biden.
That's terrible.
Anyway, yeah, don't do that, okay? If you have a loved one that passed.
Don't bring them into a bank and try to get them to sign off. So you can take all of their money.
I feel bad for this guy. Tim Hortons mistakenly told him he won a boat.
What?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Mike Sutton is his name, from Edmonton. And he was one of multiple customers who received an email with a graphic congratulating him on winning a new boat. He said he had heard that the company was dealing with some glitches in the past, so he called for clarification. He was told, quote, it's a technical error. They apologized for the frustration this had caused and for not living up to their high standards for providing an exceptional guest experience.
Okay, well, now they have to give them a boat.
Well, that's where I'm at on this, too. Like, okay, unless you by mistake sent that out to 20,000 people and this boat issue is going to sink your company, then I get that you can't provide the boats. But if this happened to four people, you got to buy it. I don't care if it's a smaller boat.
Yeah, fork it over.
Get them a canoe.
Get them anything.
Get them a blow-up boat.
Get them one of those boats that they somehow get in a glass bottle. How do they do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Good point.
Anything, though.
No, but actually a boat. Like,
yeah,
you're a multi... what, billion-dollar company, probably? I don't know.
Well, maybe not since they got rid of the Turkey Bacon Club.
I'm sure they're still doing all right. we're each rocking a Timmy's in our hand right now.
True.
But yeah, like, you are owned by the same people that own Burger King. Like, the amount of endless money that you have.
Give the guy a boat.
Give the guy a boat.
I actually am disgusted by the thought of them writing back and saying, oh, sorry.
Whoops.
Like, no, your team should be gathering together, figuring it out, not telling him it was a mistake, and rewarding him with the prize you said he got. There shouldn't be any confusion here.
I guess, though, because what, the last time I remember a story like this, didn't they fire out the people that were winning $10,000 that actually weren't?
Okay, Shelley just wrote in saying that email was sent out to a lot of people, not just four. My friend was also one of them. Dang. Okay, never mind. Can't get a boat. Let's go back to the boat and the bottle. Maybe everyone can get one of those.
Yeah, they just got to hire one guy who can make those real fast.
Here's another list of seven somethings. It's Ryder and Lisa's top 7 and 7.
Sure is, and make sure you're paying attention to this as we will ask you a trivia question based on the top 7 at 7 today. And if you get it right on the text line, it's 780-784-7107. You're qualified to win tickets to see Snoop Dogg on his Cali to Canada tour.
You got it. So be paying attention, like Ryder said, and be prepared for that trivia question. Just text in your answer.
We're talking the coolest names in the music industry. Ones that just stick with you. We got some good suggestions rolling in.
We do. Glenn wrote in saying, how about Slash?
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Cool. Tupac, obviously, is awesome. 50 Cent, Miley Cyrus, some great names.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dolly Parton, gorgeous name. Love it.
Some of these are like their given name, too, which I imagine being blessed with just a deadly name. And then you get huge, like you don't have to change it.
Isn't Shania Twain her? No.
That's not her.
She's Eileen. Eileen is her name.
Some of the other ones that are honorable mentions didn't quite make the list. Jelly Roll, Ghostface Killa, uh-huh. Iggy Pop.
Ooh, I love Iggy Pop.
Flava Flav.
Yep.
Conway Twitty and Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr. New music. Can you believe it? Imagine being big in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And releasing new music still in 2024. Iconic. Anyway, yeah. Okay, so let's get into the top 7. Be paying attention. We have a trivia question after. Everyone that's right is qualified to win Snoop Dogg tickets.
Unless you know your jazz musicians from the 40s, you probably don't recognize this name. At number 7, we got Django Reinhardt.
Whoa.
Right? Like, that guy wins fights with that name. At number 6, we got Busta Rhymes.
Nice.
Which fits, too, because he does bust out rhymes. Like, so fast.
One of the fastest, yeah.
At number 5, Smokey Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the title of Smokey's new album?
No.
Gasms.
Yeah, just shortens her up. I like that.
Smokey.
Smokey being bad. At number 4, and... I mean, I feel like any of these could have made the list, but the fact that he can just have 3 names and everybody's cool calling him any of the 3 and you know exactly who it is, got to be in that spot. Slim Shady.
I thought you were going to say Biggie Smalls.
No, Slim Shady.
Slim Shady.
Eminem, Marshall Mathers.
I love that.
And do you know where Eminem came from?
Detroit.
No, I know, but like...
Oh, is this a joke?
No. Where that name came from. Most people would know this.
I feel like I should know this, and once you tell me, it's going to remind me. What's what?
Well, his legal name is Marshall Mathers.
Oh, right. So M-N-M. Got it.
Coming in at number three, we're talking the coolest names in music. Actually, the way I wrote it down was names in music that go hard. Del the Funky Homo Sapien is number three, a rapper from the 90s and 2000s.
I don't know that person. Sorry for my ignorance, but yeah, that's a cool name. I'd have to look into that.
And number two, somebody's name who is so jarring that we had to shorten it to be able to even say it on the radio for quite some time.
Oh, true.
ODB. Old dirty bastard.
My sister saw that I had a burnt CD with ODB on it, and she broke it in half when I was little.
Baby, I got your money? Or?
Yeah. She was like, you're way too young to be listening to this. And she looked me in the eye and broke it in half. Because I got it burnt at my friend's house, obviously. You know, you'd go to your friend's house.
Yeah, they 100%.
They'd be like your CD dealer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should get them to write fake names
yes!
on it.
Oh my gosh, that's so smart.
Yeah, Ashley Simpson.
Totally. Well, I don't know if she was probably like eight.
Okay, well, I was just trying to pick an artist that you wouldn't get in trouble for having on there.
Fair enough. Okay, next on the list, be paying attention. We have a trivia question after.
Names in music that go hard, we are at number one.
Oh my gosh, I don't know what number one is. You haven't told me.
Once you hear this, no other name in music will ever go this hard.
Is it Dwight Yoakam?
No, good one though. It's Devastating Dave, the Turntable Slave.
That is a real artist?
Oh, hell yeah, it is.
I thought we were going to put Wolfgang Van Halen on this.
Yeah, it almost made the list.
Okay, honorable mention.
How can you bump out Devastating Dave the Turntable Slave? Like, let's get real here. I actually want to get a t-shirt with the Zip Zap Rap album cover of his from 1986.
Okay, let's get to it. What's the trivia question? Everyone that's right on the text line is qualified to win tickets to Snoop Dogg and Warren G. Oh my gosh, that's going to be such a good show.
The question is, what is the name of Smokey Robinson's new album? 780-784-7107. If you're right, you're qualified. What's the date here? April 19th. All right.
Ooh.
So tomorrow is 420.
Nice.
We put together a little jam, so crank this one up now and during your celebrations tomorrow.
Eyes are red, the feeling of Cheeto crumbs in my bed. Smoked a toke, now I'm eating my soup with a fork.
Do you need a spoon over there?
I'm so hungry tonight, wanna eat a deer. Where's my hunting gear? Dunkaroos, two cans of chunky beef stew, bread sticks, marinara fingertips. I'm so hungry tonight, eating pickle spears in my underwears. Yeah, craving all in my sight. Toast is a must, even eating my crust.
We just got a text from Nigel saying, just tuning in, which Adele song is this?
Just after 8 o'clock, we're going to kick off the hour with brand new Taylor Swift.
Yep.
She dropped her album last night.
She did. So the first single off of it features Post Malone. It's a gorgeous track. It's called Fortnite. So we are going to air that for you on the show right after, well, close to after the 1K word play.
Do you think Fortnite was a strategic named song because it's one of the most Googled things in the world?
I think everything Taylor Swift does is strategic, yes.
Well, that's, yeah, it's interesting because when I first heard it, I was like, well, that's Wild going up against the most popular video game in the world, or one of them.
Yeah.
But maybe that's all part of the plan.
So I've already listened to all 31 tracks. Here's what she did at 2 a.m. After she released the original 16, she was like, surprise, here's another 15. She's always keeping us on our toes. But I've already done all the homework. I've put in the work.
How do you have time to listen to 31 songs when it dropped at 10 p.m.?
I know.
And you work. Our show starts at 6 a.m.
I know. It's homework. It's part of my job. So I've already done an entire assessment and breakdown on it. So if anybody wants the link to that, just text in now. I'll send it straight to your phone. Listen, that album is great. It's got 80s pop vibes. She references several artists from the 70s, which I love. I can hear a little bit of her country Fearless in some of the tracks. She talks about her boyfriend Travis Kelce in some songs. Her ex-boyfriend Joe, Matt Healy. Like, it is good.
Okay, so
anyway,
if in your breakdown, if somebody is like a normal person and doesn't have time to listen to 31 songs, do you have like a few of your favorites?
Yes, I already have my top five.
Okay.
Well, four.
And is that if they
top four.
Click the link, will they find your top songs?
Yeah.
Okay. But can you hit us with a few of them right now?
Yeah, I really love Down Bad, But Daddy, I Love Him, Thank You, Amy, and So High School. Those are my favorites so far.
Okay, I thought that was one sentence. Okay, because you said, I really like Down Bad, but thank you, Amy. And I was like, did Amy suggest? Yay.
Thank you, Amy. She has the letters K-I-M in all caps, so it's definitely a song about Kim Kardashian, which...
And she talks about a bully from school when she was younger.
She talks about somebody who bullied her and
how the name
down.
The name changed as she got older, like... There's a new bully now.
Yeah, yeah. So she basically like changes. She gives a fake name of this bully. And she's like, but one day your daughter will come home and she'll be singing this song. And the only two people that will know who it's really about are you and I. Like, it is.
Yeah,
it's a really good hate track. Anyway, so we are going to air the latest song, the single featuring Post Malone on our show shortly. But stick around because we have the 1K wordplay coming up as well.
It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay, brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
Just a heads up, next week is text to play all week long.
All week. So Texter 107 will get to play Monday through Friday. But today, on Friday morning, we have Erica on the phone, ready to win $1,000. Right, Erica?
Yes.
You've never played before, but have you been listening? You know how the game works?
Yes.
All right. Okay. For those that are maybe checking it out for the first time, Erica's going to pick either Lisa or myself to leave the room. They're her teammate. Mm-hmm. The other host will give her five words. She tells us the first word that comes to mind for each. We'll invite her teammate back in. They'll play the same game for every answer that matches. It's $25. Hit them all, and it's $1,000.
All right, Erica, who's your teammate this morning?
I'm going to pick Lisa.
All right. Good luck.
Okay, I got some words today. Let's go. I'm going to start the timer after I give you the first one, okay?
Okay.
Your first word is slip.
Fall.
Lungs.
Breathe.
Carpet.
Floor.
Sprint.
Run.
Jeans.
Denim.
You know what? I think I would have answered the same way on all five of those. Nice work. Let's get Lisa back in here. We're giving away some money today.
We are?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just a heads up, Swifties, we're playing her brand new song as soon as this game's done. But I have a feeling we're giving away $1,000 this morning.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, the pressure is absolutely on.
It is.
She crushed it.
Okay.
Lisa, what is the first word that comes to mind when I say lungs?
Breathe. Woo!
What's the first word you think of when I say sprint?
Run. Oh, baby. All right.
That was the easy tier. Now we go up to the next level.
Yeah, that's usually how it works. I've noticed this trend.
Slip.
Fall. Oh my gosh.
Carpet. For $100. Two answers away from $1,000.
Carpet. Rug.
Oh.
No. What is it?
Oh, no. I was getting the winner
what
music ready.
What is it?
Floor.
I was going to say that. I'm so mad. I shouldn't say that. I was going to say that because that hurts more, doesn't it?
Oh.
It's okay.
You're going to get this one, too.
I am?
Yeah.
What is it?
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say jeans?
Pants.
Oh, no.
Oh, what?
She said denim. Okay.
Okay. Erica, I'm sorry we couldn't get it done, but you picked up $75.
That's okay. Thank you so much.
That was a really fun game. Have a great weekend.
Darn.
I wanted to do a video yesterday talking about how special it is picking your kid up from school when they're still excited to see and tell you about their day. And I know that goes away at some point, but up to this point, I've had that with my daughter.
Mm.
Whereas, like, she'll see me and even, like, start walking faster. A little backpack will be bouncing.
Yeah,
and, like,
that's so cute.
Just one of my favorite moments. And I actually like the 10 minutes before because it's complete calm.
So you're, like, sitting in the car waiting.
Sometimes I'll sleep. Ooh. It's great. Anyway, so I did just a little video on, you know, how it still feels like when I was picking her up in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes around the corner, is on her phone, obviously, and looks up and sees me and knows that, like, I am always on her about her phone time.
Okay.
So she kind of, like...
What do you say every time she's on her phone for too long?
Phone monster, phone monster, phone monster.
Phone monster, phone monster. And then she throws her phone across the room. She hates it. So anyway, there's a good little tip.
So she sees that I busted her on her phone already. Yep. And so, like, kind of is in an uncomfortable position and then walks over and sees that I'm filming her walking towards me. And so she gives me the bird.
Well, yeah, stop filming me.
Drops the middle finger on me, and I can't read her lips for sure, but it doesn't look good. She definitely wasn't saying, "How are you, Dad?"
No, she was joking, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got in, we laughed about it. Anyway, it turned out to be a pretty funny video, so okay. I've posted the compilation, and I was really worried about it because a 12-year-old giving the finger, and like the way the internet goes, you can hardly post anything, and people will start arguing in the comment section, right?
100%, yep. Yep.
Like you could post a picture of a flower and people will be like, oh, that doesn't grow there this time of year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, is it going to be worth the headache of like...
dealing with the comment section.
This obviously starts with the parenting.
Yeah,
and
terrible
no respect
parent.
These days.
Wow.
I just didn't really want to deal with it. But I decided, I sent it to a few buddies saying, should I post this? And obviously all of them like to see me getting in trouble.
I was just going to say, of course, all of your buddies that you grew up with are going to be like, post it. So the real test was sending it to her mom and saying, like, what are your thoughts on this?
Because I'm even like, I was a little concerned about, you know, if one of her teachers sees it, what are they going
to
think?
Here's the thing, though. Like, 12-year-olds, if they're not doing it to your face, they're doing it behind your back.
Yeah,
anyway.
They're dropping,
like,
the,
let's
they're
be
dropping
real.
The bird. Or, like, one of her friends' parents. Mm. I want them to, like, respect me as a dad and her as a kid. She's a great kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just didn't want her, like, to paint her as the bad apple in her crew with the parents. Anyway, I overthought everything.
For sure.
Wasn't going to post it. But, yeah, I decided to send it to her mom. Thankfully, her mom's in Mexico on vacation with her husband right now and was about 5 margaritas deep and was like, ha ha, yeah, post that right away. So now even if
green lit, let's go.
Even if there is backlash online, I can say like, hey, you gave me the go ahead on that.
Yeah, exactly. I got the receipts. I got the receipts even if you don't remember them.
Anyway, if anybody wants to see the video, it's short and it's pretty funny.
It's hilarious.
I don't think we could probably post it on Play 107 socials.
I was even thinking that last night. I'm like, oh, this is doing quite well. We should post it on Play. And then I was like, wait, no.
Okay, without looking,
okay.
What's our contestant's name for Are You Smart for Kevin Hart?
Rachel.
I was hoping you'd screw that one up as well.
Nope.
Rachel, what's going on today?
Hey.
Not much. Just taking kids to school.
Okay, well, you could be picking up some tickets to see Kevin Hart at the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival. So best of luck, okay?
Thank you.
So it's a pretty simple game. We'll each get 3 trivia questions. If we're tied after that, Lisa will ask one more, and the first person to answer it right will win.
Okay, so we're calling this Are You Smart for Kevin Hart? We'll start with Rachel.
Okay.
What is the chemical symbol for water?
Like a teardrop?
No, more so like
Like, what is it on the periodic table of elements? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay, that was a really poorly worded question.
Sorry, what was the answer, Rachel?
H2O.
That was not a poorly worded question.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was.
Chemical symbol? I don't know. Maybe you're right. I've just never heard it worded like that.
Well, I kind of like both of Rachel's answers. So, point. What did she say?
A water drop. Water drop, yeah.
I love it. But no, you got it right. H2O. Ryder, your turn. Good
luck.
Let's go. Which country is known as the land of the rising sun?
Ooh. Land of the rising sun. China?
Japan. Rough start for you.
Knew it was east.
Rachel.
Yes.
What is the only bird that can fly backwards?
Ooh. An eagle?
Incorrect.
We're having a rough go.
It is a rough round. The answer is a hummingbird.
Oh.
Ryder. What is the largest organ in the human body?
The largest organ in the human body. Ooh, this is tough. I want to say stomach, but I'm not sure stomach's an organ. So I'm going to say brain?
The skin. Don't swear. All right, Rachel, you're in the lead. Let's make it happen. What type of energy comes from the sun?
Sun rays?
Close.
Light rays. Wow.
Close.
UV?
Solar energy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you guys
knew that. We knew that.
We knew that.
Rachel knew that. It's just in the moment.
Yeah.
When you're put on the spot, it's tough. All right. Ooh. We got two more questions. Ryder. What is the capital city of Italy?
Rome?
That is correct.
Yes.
What does that mean? Does that mean Rachel lost?
Well, no.
We got one more?
Do you have one more ready?
I do.
Yeah, ask her, and then there's the tiebreaker if necessary.
No, I only have one more question. That was supposed to be the tiebreaker.
Well, everybody on the text line needs this to be legit, so you got to find one more question if she gets this right.
Fine. Rachel, how many days are in a leap year?
366.
366 in a leap year.
Okay.
You would have gotten it wrong too, Ryder.
I would have said 364. I would have screwed up and went one less.
You
yeah.
know, this was a painful round.
This was, yeah.
I feel like all of us failed. Maybe I worded my first question poorly.
Yeah, yeah. That was terrible.
Well,
all right.
Now we got to go to the text line and randomly choose someone that texted in the word smart. Thanks for trying, Rachel. Have a great day.
Thank you. Good luck, guys.
Aw, she was so sweet. I hate when we have to do stuff like this. But we got to give people that text in a chance.
Is the stomach an organ? Yeah. It
course.
Is too. And I said
but
it
you
wasn't.
Know what?
You know any things we got wrong
no,
in that
like,
stretch?
Honestly, it was kind of a trick question because I did say in the body. If I were to say on the body,
yeah,
you
I would have got that
it.
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
Dang, that was a rough round.
Funny that the irony that the fact that we're asking people to text in the word smart right now, I'm not feeling it.
No. Although I'm visualizing an eagle flying backwards, and it's pretty majestic. Okay, we're going to randomly select someone, and you're going to pick up those tickets to Kevin Hart at the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival.
You like those shows that follow around athletes and kind of show the behind the scenes. The first one I really remember seeing was Changing the Oil or Oil Change.
Yeah, yeah. That was on like cable TV back in the day.
It was good. But
it was good.
The team was terrible at the time, so it didn't really take off.
Hence the name, though, Changing the Oil.
There's the one about the race car drivers.
Yep, the F1 documentary. But then,
Drive to...
I don't know.
You know that one, Mac? Oh, here he is. Our intern coming through.
Yeah, Drive to Survive.
Drive to Survive.
And then there's that golf one that's on Netflix right now.
Do you know that one?
No, I don't.
There's a new one, though,
okay.
I'm going to tell you about, and I'm going to be very interested in this one. Full Swing is the golf
full
one.
Full Swing.
America's Sweethearts. Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Oh.
The show follows the team through the NFL season and delves into their personal stories.
Okay, but I don't think people understand how serious they take their jobs. Like it isn't just, oh, we're having fun and we're flipping around. It is a career. Like it is a job.
Well, that would be like the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader would be the pinnacle of cheerleading in the world, probably. Like that's the job.
And they put the work in.
Yeah.
Because even cheer on Netflix was really good too, and fascinating to see what they put their bodies through and how hard they work. And these are students. Like these aren't, they're right. not working yet.
Yeah, the best of the best might get an opportunity to try out for.
So when's that going to be out?
It's coming out soon.
Sweet.
It's going to premiere it. It doesn't have the official date, but it's coming soon. It says.
Cool. I can't touch my toes.
Without farting.
Can you guys? I literally can't touch them though, even if I wanted to.
Really?
Can you?
Yeah. Not, okay, here.
Prove it.
I can't touch
with our intern in the room.
I can't touch them at the same time.
What? You can touch one at a time?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I can't do both hands all the way to the ground, I don't think. Ow.
Yeah, see? Exactly. Don't pull something.
Ow.
You're so red in the face. All right, good to know. That would be a good show to watch and stretch at the same time.
Yeah.
Stretch while you're watching
it. Good point. It's pretty cool to be able to see, because I do the in-game hosting for the Edmonton Elks.
Yep.
I'm back this year, by the way.
He's back, baby.
But to be that close to those cheerleaders is incredible. Like, watching how high they throw each other in the air, the composure, how they're all there for each other and catch each other, it really is a cool experience
but
to
also,
see up
like,
close and personal.
Can you imagine going into your shift as a cheerleader and like you're known to be cheering, in a good mood, smiling, and you're just in a terrible mood that day?
Yeah, that would be tough.
You're not only a cheerleader, you are an actor.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.